So let's now do a meditation as we prepare for Kryon's answer to the question. And I invite you to close your eyes and focus on your breathing. Breathe in slowly through the nose. And as you exhale through the mouth, have that exhale a little longer than the breath in. Breathe in through the nose again, very slowly. And then exhale out through the mouth a little slower. Feel yourself connecting with the energy of the earth. Feel yourself connecting with the energy of the cosmos. Feel that connection flowing through your body from the bottom of your feet up and out through the top of your head. And we are now ready to hear more from Kryon.
Does the way God treats humanity ever change? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. You have heard it before. God is the same today, yesterday, forever. There is no change. And that would be so. There is no change. However, what if that which God gives to humanity changes as we change? Systems you thought were forever and are taught in religions all over the planet as doctrine forever. What if that changes? What if it changes because of what happens here with the consciousness of humanity? I start a series of four channelings this month. These are the mysteries of the day. We'll call it the mystery series. We may do it again when there are more mysteries or the mysteries are updated. But this one, my partner has asked me for a clarification, and I will give it. And I will tell you, my partner and others, perhaps you're feeling something more than you think is being given within that which you have called the green mist. I want to remind all of you, especially those light workers who have followed my work, who have listened to my words, who have understood for the last 34 years what is happening. And the message is this. Dear ones, as consciousness changes with humanity, everything else will change as well. The earth changes, you change, your cultures change, your society changes, and that which you came for changes. Old soul, I want you to listen to something. There is an ancient system. And this system you have called reincarnation. The system is life renewal. But within the system, as many have seen, there is an internal system as well. That life renewal has something within it. You might call it a plan, a reason, a purpose. And in comes some of the words that you have learned called karma, akash. This would be a depository of past actions that then would influence your future life. You have all been part of that which is karmic examination. Some healers, even on this program, I've asked you to look at these things which have happened in past lifetimes and said, well, they affect you now. Not just the things in this lifetime from your subconscious, but all of the things that you've experienced might also come into play. If you had a death in a last lifetime of drowning, for instance, that would be a marker, an energy marker within your Akash. And you may be afraid of water in this lifetime. That is the kind of thing you are used to. Cultures call on karmic action. They will say what happened in the past in other lifetimes often then will come forward for you to solve them or reverse them or enhance them this time. Karma. These are things that have been with you almost since the beginning. They are ancient truths. What if they change? Why would they change? And this is the big one. The shift is a change of humanity. The ancients have changed their calendars. I told you it was coming. The precession of the equinox is here. Dear ones, you sit in the middle of an energy shift on the planet of humanity. You've chosen not to destroy yourself in a war, and you didn't. And instead, you are looking at war far differently today than you ever did before. It's the beginning of a change, of a shift, of how humans actually work together. And in this, there is a remarkable future at hand. And this future cannot exist with an old system involved, even an old spiritual system. It cannot exist. You don't carry old ways into a new era and expect it to change anything. The old ways must have a renewal. Systems must change. Enlightenment creates wisdom. Dear ones, the system of reincarnation is changing for you. There is a prophecy. My partner is feeling it and has pegged it, you might say. He knows what it's about. I gave him that, of course. It's not on his own. I gave him the information so it would be revealed right now. The prophecy, you might say, is this: that old souls and light workers who are going through the shift are graduate Akashic workers. Your Akash has gone as far as it can in an old energy. So the next time around, expect a complete and total wipe of all that that was in an old energy, the old energy of war, of horror, not to be with you in your DNA or your cellular structure, and instead you will remember this lifetime of awakening. You will know who you are far more when you're born. You'll know what it's about. You will not have karma. There will be no old Akash for you. A wipe is happening for many of you who are returning. This answers the question to so many of you, and here is the question: do I have to return here to Earth? Haven't I finished yet? I'm going to give you a double answer. Yes, you finished. Yes, you're returning. How would you like to return? Experience youth again. Know why you're here and not have to go through anything you went through before. With the karma gone, with your Akash renewed and refreshed, you stand apart from any other human. You're a graduate of the old energy. Graduate. And when you graduate, you can see your diploma. And what does it mean? You walk out into the world and things are different and school is over. And that's what I'm going to tell you. That the new kind of karma, the new kind of Akash that will be collected along the way will be that which is positive, that which is benevolent, the teaching that masters have. That's the prophecy. Light workers, old souls, your future will come with a different system. There are those who will say, no, Kryon, you can't do that. No, Kryon, you can't change that which is an ancient way of God. I did not change anything, dear ones. You did. You changed it all. This is what I wanted to give you. This is what I wanted to tell you. I want you to think and sit for a moment and rejoice in the fact that now you have an idea of where this is going. Many of you have been bothered by thinking about returning to this planet again and having to slog through the same thing you did this time. And that's why you don't much like it here. All of that will change. Again, I'll say it. You need to hear this. Imagine coming back again as a graduate on a path of the ascension that masters have, with a fresh Akash, not remembering any of the things that were placed in there this time, with no karma at all, ready to receive that which is positive and move forward into a new world that you will start to create with other light workers, with other old souls. There are a lot of you. There are enough of you to come back on this planet. And you will say, well, what will be the result? The result will be light, a kind of light that isn't here now, a kind of light that is produced by humanity that doesn't have to relearn anything, a humanity that is not necessarily totally dysfunctional as it has been for hundreds and hundreds of years, where it always returns to the same dysfunction, and now it won't. And you are the key. That is the prophecy. I want you to think about this one. That's a big mystery, isn't it? Can you really have something so different from the Creator? Yes, you can, and you will. You are the hope of the future. The ones listening, I am Kryon, in love with humanity, and now you know why. And so it is.